Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Scheduled today at 10 o'clock to have a conversation with Lewis Black. It'll be a podcast extra because there are going to be some bad words on there.
So. And we'll put it out sometime next week.
Yep. But in the meantime, we're all here. I like everything about your show except for you guys.
That's all right.
That's okay. You're right.
And thanks. You like the podcast extra.
Thanks for listening.
Because we'll have a good guest on.
All right. Nick will be here. We missed Nick's year anniversary. Apparently it was the 15th.
Boy, that's not like us. No, wait. No. That's
us. I was going to say, we're not big on dates of importance.
I don't care. Yeah.
Well, and importance is a relative term.
Right.
It is. It is.
In this business, it's the next day. You start celebrating dates, and then you're unemployed.
Well, I mean, just even like birthdays. And
Don't care. What's up, Craig?
Well, let's see here. It was on this date in 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a decision in the Roe v. Wade case.
Oh, babies are dying.
The justices ruled the Constitution allows women the right to an abortion.
Is that still a thing? People still upset about that?
Oh, yeah. There was 1,000 anti-maskers in Lincoln last week marching. They're not about anti-mask. They didn't have masks on. They were bitching about women's choice. Yeah.
That they shouldn't have it?
They shouldn't have one?
Shouldn't have a choice, no. Yeah. Ricketts was there talking to that women's choice crowd. No women's choice crowd. And as he's a good Catholic boy who also likes executions. And the Catholic Church is, yeah. Ricketts called out Biden during that speech because Biden's a Catholic also, and Biden is pro-choice, anti-abortion probably, but pro-choice. And Ricketts is anti-abortion but pro-execution, and the Catholic Church is against execution. So they're all cafeteria Catholics anyway. Everybody I've ever known is, you know. He's for execution, Craig.
Right.
But pro-life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait till I can see him.
Anti-choice.
Try to figure that out.
I can see him, then I'll kill him.
And then not feed him then either. Remember that? Not feed him.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll not feed them.
Bootstraps. And put kids in cages, too, if they're brown. That was cool with Ricketts.
And pull yourself by your bootstraps, go to the convenience store, and get yourself a lottery ticket.
As a person who won I saw like three different states was the one ticket sold yesterday. What's the official
Maryland.
One?
It's
was
in
it Maryland.
Maryland.
Yeah. I swear I saw Georgia again yesterday. I know I did.
No, they're saying it's some tiny little small town in Maryland.
Yeah, and the Mega Millions.
There's about 1,000 people there, and they're all wondering which one of them it was because they know everybody.
The guy with the big freaking smile on his face, that's what.
Ben, a lot of them are related.
Oh, they are related.
So if it's one of those.
It'll be the one guy who leaves town real quick.
Mega Millions.
Oh, you got to.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Or is that tomorrow night?
Tonight.
Your odds
970.
The Mega Millions are 302,575,350 to 1.
So have you're saying out, there's a chance.
Have they figured out your odds of catching COVID going into a gas station to buy the ticket?
That's probably better than that.
That's the odds. I know they're safe. I get it. But it just sounds, it's got to be better. It's got to be better.
Oh, absolutely.
Much better,
right? Well, lots of things are better odds than the lottery.
Nowadays, yeah.
So if you do win, the experts recommend you do two things when you figure out you've won. Call an attorney.
A lawyer?
Yeah.
And don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Except the attorney.
Yeah, that would be the two things.
Cleet's busy this weekend, though, so I'll have to wait to call him Monday.
I don't know. If you told him about the commission on that one, he might take your call. Like, from midfield.
Hey, Cleet.
Like, during the coin flip.
Hang on, I got to check. Hold on. Referee's timeout. One of my best friends won $1 billion. And he's going to use me as his lawyer to negotiate this. So I'll probably leave now.
Yeah.
Hell, he might quit right there.
Michael, no offense to you, but you're retired. I know you're listening.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he is.
And the other lawyer buddy of ours is a divorce lawyer, so I'm not going to call him. I might have to, though.
She might.
Might not be your decision.
No, we've had arguments about that in the past. I said, no, he's my lawyer. Because our buddy, well, he's a pit bull, so he's my lawyer. I knew him first. So there's my three lawyer friends. One retired, one's a ref, and one's a divorce lawyer, who you actually hear on this radio station's commercials a lot here.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. You're going to pay for both lawyers anyway.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point.
I mean, you just hire two and draw them out of a hat.
That's a great point. Yeah. Cleet, get a hold of Matt. I'll need you both.
I mean, if you had your choice in that instance, what kind of lawyer would you want?
It'd be the guy I trust.
And you'd go to the finance, the accounting guy.
Right.
Then I go to Cleet, and he brings me to somebody he trusts.
Yeah, that's probably the move.
Yeah, that's it.
Because I don't know that guy. No. I don't know the guy that you would need.
No, but he would know a guy who specializes in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then you break off Cleet a little something for the finder's fee.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
There's 40 bucks. Buy yourself something nice.
I flip my Hyundai. I won $750.
He thinks that means $100,000.
No, it doesn't.
But you said $100. Yes, I did.
He's doing fine.
$100.
He's doing fine.
Crisp $100 bill.
A company says they've come up with earbuds that offer real-time translations in 40 languages.
That'd be real cool.
I've seen that. They look expensive.
I don't know.
Have you seen the... there's some great video out there. I think Charlie Sykes, this isn't a political thing, but I saw it on his site. There's a Russian teenager, and learning the American accent, so if she's ever somewhere, something about getting arrested somewhere, so she can say out loud she's an American, and it's so cute because she's got this real thick Russian accent, and then she's repeats stuff in American. It sounds like almost like a Jersey accent, and she's really good at it. Just trying to figure out the cadence so when she goes places, she can say she's American and it helps her somewhere. I'm not sure where. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know where.
Yeah, I don't know either. Not this day and age,
being
right.
Being an American.
Now, the article is something about if she, certain part of Russia, she could get in trouble if she's there, and if she's a tourist, she's fine. I don't know. I didn't get the whole story. But.
Okay, here it is. It says Russian TikTokers practicing their English to avoid getting arrested during Navalny protest.
That's it.
So if they're there, then
and they're Russian.
They're actually Russian. They can drop into the American accent and go, no, I'm just an American.
Right. And it shows her practicing the American accent is the cutest thing in the world. And she's good at it.
Please
it'd be me if, no, I'm Irish. Potato. No, you're not. Get in the car.
Donde esta casa de Pepe?
That's all I would say.
I'm Mexican.
Still use that line.
Nope. You're still, no.
No, in real time, you put that thing in, you go anywhere?
Yeah. It even deals with accents in some places.
Is it Google?
Huh?
No, it's an earpiece.
Yeah, I know, but Google does the Google Translate.
No. This is
this is real time.
They use, this particular company uses several translation things.
Okay, it's the same technology.
Yeah. There's any number of companies that do translations. They use several of them to try and get it right.
Sometimes be careful what you want to hear, though. What if you're a guy wearing one of those things and hitting on people, and you hear, you're ugly and loser?
Well, this says up to 95% accuracy. Okay. So at that point, you can figure that's in the 5%. Yeah. You didn't really hear that.
No, she still wants me, though.
Right.
I think she still wants me.
Yeah, but sometimes
I misheard that. There was a... Yeah, the knot was not supposed to be in there.
Right.
But sometimes that 5% is important, especially when, you know, you get into like slang and colloquialisms and things like, you know.
It's still better than not knowing anything.
It is, you know? But I'm just saying you still might get yourself in trouble because it might not understand the real meaning of some of that stuff.
That's
40 languages, 93 accents they're going with.
That's not American. I saw that they, some big website, government website, they reinstated the Spanish language on there that Trump took away because that stopped people. Just, yeah, that really helped people.
Yeah.
Taking the Spanish language part down in some website people need to
read. Well, there was a period of time where everybody was scrambling to make English the official language of their state.
God.
Like English was going to go away.
I know. Or like white guys are going to go away.
Could I slip those earbuds in and then watch that season of Sons of Anarchy in Belfast without the subtitles?
Yeah, right.
It'd just I could understand it by listening. Yeah.
Perhaps.
That's a tough one.
That one is.
That thick Irish brogue.
Hardcore. Yeah, but see, they're actually speaking English. You just can't understand them because of the brogue.
Right. Oh, you're right. There are, well, yeah, that's true.
I know, and that's the tough part.
It's real tough.
Huh? What? Back it up.
Yeah, just like a call center guy is speaking English, but with a thick Indian brogue, and sometimes I can't understand those people.
No, neither can I. Some are better than others, though.
Yes.
Some are much better than others.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you actually, I've had been on the phone with some of them where you get the accent, and it's hard to understand, and they're in a room with it seemingly 10,000 other people behind them.
You can hear the din of other conversations.
Yeah.
In case you care, Gibson Guitar is launching a new mobile app. Gives users access to Gibson TV, a collection of other tools to help either learn or advance your guitar skills, audio augmented reality. Available to download for free, Gibson Guitar.
Can't wait to see somebody play live.
Yeah. Well, they got to practice.
Yep.
And I see your Steelers are looking to shore up their quarterback roster, signing Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah, they need more backups there.
Is Tomlin going to smack him around?
And Steven Denmark.
Who's that? Another
quarterback.
Another quarterback, too.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what they got. I don't think that they got a couple guys behind them. I don't know what's going to happen. And Ben's coming back, so I could care less. People are trying to give me crap because they signed Haskins. I said, I don't care. I don't care if they signed Haskins.
Yeah, he's
well, you might.
Yeah. He could still be good.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
right.
With the right coaching in a different place, he could still be good.
Oh, yeah. You also didn't care when they signed Duck.
No.
But you did when he had to play.
Yeah. And he actually had to run where he won a few games. But I'm not going to sit around and defend Haskins. I could care less. I'm not one of the kind of guys
who
second guesses.
No, but if anybody could get him to pay attention, I think it would be Tom.
Oh, easily.
Pay attention.
I mean,
there you go.
I mean, they did point out.
A young black quarterback, easily.
They did point out last night. I mean, this is the same guy who just a couple years ago threw 50 touchdowns at Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's got some talent.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. And again, you're right. If anybody can snap him too, it's probably Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
With COVID-19 cases soaring in California, the Super Spreader Task Force in Los Angeles County is working to break up underground stripper parties.
God.
Officials report agents stopped 3 stripper parties last week, resulting in hundreds of arrests. Broke up another inside a flower shop just recently. They say these parties are full of unmasked revelers.
Oh,
reveler. Who doesn't want to be a reveler?
There's unmasked revelers in this city.
Strippers.
I see it on Facebook every day.
Alcohol. sometimes firearms. Sounds like a party.
Well, that would be a party pre-COVID, yeah.
Yeah, well, Thoritize. This is the fatigue. People are tired of sucking it up, but you gotta.
They're not, Todd.
It's not getting any better.
We are, but they're not.
Authorities have made it known they are committed to shutting down these events and taking further law enforcement action as their county's safe-at-home order continues. Reports also indicate some swinger parties have been found.
Oh. So that sounds a lot. Except it's like eight different spots you hear that. Who's that?
A small party.
Eight guys yell, me. Her.
Yeah, they've been itching to go to a swinger party for 10 months now.
Right. I'll wear a mask.
No, they won't.
Not on my penis.
It'll have a zipper on it, but I'll wear a mask.
That's lovely. One of the things introduced at the Consumer Electronics Show was a toilet from a company called Toto. The toilet is a smart toilet.
Smart toilet.
It will examine your stool to determine if you're healthy.
Do you need that every time? Because somebody's going to go, dude, what'd you have last night?
Well, here's the deal.
You know. Why are you asking me?
It can tell you.
It's more than just telling you if you're sick. It's telling you if you need more nutrients, and then it gives you ideas on things to eat to make things come out better in the testing.
Isn't it one of those, you know, when those things when people got the home breathalyzers, people just, or they had them in bars, people would drink and try to get high scores.
Right.
Don't you think that's going to be that a bunch of dudes sitting around, hey, I got a smart toilet.
Well,
let's see who can destroy this the most.
Or let's see who can be the healthiest.
Among who?
Or the unhealthy.
Or yeah. or the most unhealthy. Yeah. Unhealthy.
They'll spend 24 hours eating nothing but crap. And then have the toilet.
That's a bad one.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate choice of words in this particular this particular case.
How much is
How
this toilet?
How accurate is that, There's too?
Anywhere, I saw anywhere from, and I don't know exactly this model, I saw things going for $45,000 to $10,000. $4,500 to $9,000,
$10,000.
Now, this is, right now, this is not available. This particular unit is not available yet.
Who's going to buy it?
It's just a concept toilet.
Yeah. Yes.
At this point.
It's sporty, though. I saw it.
Yeah.
Who's going to buy it, though? I mean, that's just a way. I don't understand why you.
People that need to have everything.
Right. People with too much money.
Rich people that.
But do you want to know? Everybody's a little paranoid about their health. Do you want to know every time your turd says, hey, you better check that?
They also have.
I think it might warn us every second day.
They also have touch points in the seat. So that it can monitor your other vital signs.
Like your weight? Like, oh, Jesus. That's what it says.
That ass is getting a little fat.
No, like, no. But it's,
your blood pressure.
Oh.
Your heart rate.
Well, your heart rate picks up. You got a good one coming out.
Is it going to monitor, like, blood flow to your legs? Like, hey, you've been sitting here too long. You need to finish up.
That'd
and get
be nice.
Up.
Except I know that.
Your legs are going to start getting numb in about 5 minutes.
Right. How long do you have to wait for the results? Any idea?
No. Now, you may remember last year, scientists at Stanford published a paper on a disease-detecting smart turlet that also examined fecal matter and urine to determine the user's health. But that same toilet apparently had recognition software attached to it so that it could tell who just sat down.
Ass recognition software?
Yes.
Recognizes your balls.
Well, maybe.
Here's what it says.
Cool balls, dude.
Maybe closer to the bullseye in the target.
I was going
to
say.
Nice hole.
For lack of a better term.
How's your
butthole recognition software?
Yes.
I didn't know that those were unique to everybody, you know, across the world.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
That was Todd's. That was Todd's actual concept: the ass recognition for your phone.
Oh yeah,
take your pants, shove it down your ass, so you can open it. You know, or take your phone. Excuse me, shove it down your ass. Taking your pants, shoving down your ass wouldn't make any sense. All right,
whatever.
Yeah, I guess you got all the money in the world, but once again, I don't think you need to be that paranoid. If something's wrong with your, first of all guys look at it. I don't know if the ladies do or not, but all guys get up and look down.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know why we do that.
What information are we hoping to ascertain?
Right. We're hope if it's black. Oh, you remember when's the last time you had Pepto?
Is it a one flusher?
And if it's blood inside the stool, if it's outside the stool, it might just be your hemorrhoid. Well, stuff like that.
Did you eat beets last night?
Yeah, exactly.
Been under the impression of it, you know, comes out in one long piece.
It's a good one.
I won't go into too much detail here, but that's a good sign. Dr. Mina would know about
that. Yeah, but sometimes you just have the craps. You know, you drank a bunch of booze.
Well, that's not good.
No. I know, but you know why you got them. You don't need the toilet telling you. Dude, I know why. Dude, you can turn it off. Dude, this is going to be a bad one.
Shut up, toilet. I'm fine.
Exactly. That's it.
Yeah, that's when you defeat it.
Shut up, toilet.
For just a minute. Because you know you're not getting good news.
Exactly. Dude, I know you're going to say something bad, but I already know. All right. Who are you talking to? Toilet.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.